You are listening to the Power Hour of Sports Talk. Cole and Company with Cole Bear. Weekdays 5 to 6, right here on The Fan.
Welcome back. You know, I usually say we roll along. The way today's show's gone, it's like we trudge along. Can only go up from here. But it was fun talking Clarksville football with Coach Darren Bolin, despite the phone issues that we did encounter. We were able to have a good conversation. And if you missed it, it'll be available at the end of the hour at 1650thefan.com in podcast form. Right now, we go to Dunkerton, where high school football coach John Steffen is joining us to talk about the Raiders. Coach Steffen, thanks so much for being here. Hope your summer went well. How you doing today?
Really good. Just trying to stay cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that's key right now. How's that affected practice this week? I mean, everybody's going up here to week one, and I think I had seen Cedar Falls was practicing in the mornings. I mean, how have the Raiders adjusted?
Well, I mean, we've kept our practice times at the same times, but we've adjusted how we're doing things. We're limiting the amount of time that we're getting outside and doing those kinds of things. We're fortunate to have pretty good facilities here at a small school that we can get some decent work inside while still getting out a little bit, where we can be safe and make sure that our kids are doing all right while we're out there for limited times.
That's good to hear. When it comes to your off season, you like your guys in terms of weightlifting, conditioning, or maybe getting to some camps? What can you tell us about the work that went in?
I would say our off season this past summer was night and day difference from the previous year. I was telling some of our parents at our parent meeting last week that the previous year we had only had one kid that had earned enough off season points to be able to be captain eligible, whereas this year we had six kids and then some other guys that were awfully close to earning enough points to be able to be captain eligible for our team. So, like I said, it was night and day difference from just that commitment and that dedication, and it's showing so far.
That's great to hear. And to dig in on that a little bit, Coach Steffen, as we talk Dunkerton High School football right now on a Wednesday edition of Cole and Company, can you put your finger on anything in particular that you think obviously has stirred up your guys and provoked what seemingly seems to be a more fierce dedication and a work toward, you know, more success this season?
I think that there's just a lot of excitement about the group of guys that we have this year and what they're capable of doing, especially if they're all there working hard together. We're fortunate enough this year to be getting a decent number of guys back out that we had been missing the year prior. And so we're really excited to welcome those guys back. And like I said, we're seeing early dividends really quick of like what they're going to be able to do and what they're going to be able to bring to the team.
When you mention guys coming back on this team, I do know that from a season ago, quarterback and running back, both a part of a senior class that graduated. So what does Dunkerton look like on offense right now, knowing that, you know, a couple of the most important skill positions vacated by graduation?
Obviously losing a kid like Van Langen from last year, that's a big loss anytime. But now with some of our guys that we have now, we're going to be able to be more diverse, be able to be more, be able to spread the ball around a lot more, be more dangerous in that way. And the guys that are coming in, like I said, they've been committed, they've been dedicated, and they're up to speed with what we're doing and what we're expecting of them. And we had a scrimmage last week against Central Decatur, who's fallen on some hard times themselves as well. But regardless, I was extremely impressed with how our guys went out, how they executed, how they played, how they attacked.
Good.
And so I'm super excited. Usually you think from week one to week two, you usually see your biggest improvements, you know, but I'm hoping to see and excited to see if we can have a similar jump from our scrimmage to our first real game.
And how about with being more diverse, as you mentioned, offensively, given the guys that are going to be out there this season, Coach Steffen, what does that put on you and your staff in terms of, you know, putting a game plan together and scheming up an offense to best utilize the skills of the guys that you have at your disposal?
To me, it just makes it a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Because you get to, you know, you've got multiple guys that can stretch the field, that can catch the ball, that can run the ball, that can, you know, that can threaten the other team, you know, then obviously that's obviously going to open up other things for other guys too. And when you've got multiple threats at once that could take it to the house on any play, you know, that's a lot for a defense to deal with and a lot to, you know, try to prepare for as well.
Let's look at your defense. When you had mentioned before, guys back on this team, I think it's five of your top seven tacklers from last year's defense back. How can that side of the ball, given the experience that returns, step their game up and really be a reason why you guys, you know, find more success and win more games this year?
Yeah, I mean, and I think everything defensively is probably going to start with a guy that we've had the last 2 years too. He's been an all-district player for us as a freshman and as a sophomore, Ty Lindquist. Does a lot of great things at linebacker, flies all over the field, is always around the football. We've got one of our young men that's coming back, Dalton Weepy. I think he's going to do a great job, man, in the middle of the field as well. He's an extremely smart, intelligent kid, knows what teams are trying to do and knows how to defend it. Chris Brown, he's one of our defensive backs, one of the fastest kids that's probably going to be on the field on any given night. He's going to be really hard to beat on defense, and he's going to be extremely dangerous offensively too. And we had another one of our guys that were getting back this year as a senior, Jacob Snyder, just made a tremendous amount of plays in our scrimmage last week, and you know, and he's a kid that can be, you know, he's got size, he's got athleticism, and he can be as good as he wants to be, and he's been showing us that he wants to be great. So it's been really exciting to watch.
Just a little bit of time left here with Dunkerton High School football coach John Steffen on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, just what stuck out about your team in preseason practices, you know, going all the way back before even the pads went all the way on? What have you gotten out of your guys this month from all this time spent, you know, this hard work in the lead up to week one that makes you most encouraged?
Just the knowledge that they all have about what we're trying to do. You know, a lot of times when you're coming into week one, you're still really trying to just harp on some of the main, you know, the main principles of your offense or how you want things done, what some of the rules are, where they need to be for what play, et cetera, et cetera. And for the most part, kind of our core group of guys, we probably got a group of about maybe 10 to 11 of them that are just really on top of all of that. Like it's not something where you've got to be, you know, correcting them after every couple plays or whatever. They're playing crisp. They're not having to think about what they're doing. They hear the play, they understand what needs to happen, and then they just go out and do it. And so, like I said, that allows them to play a lot faster and just do really well that way.
That's great to hear. And when it comes to this week one matchup, you're going to be taking on West Central at home. What do you know in terms of a scouting report on West Central?
Well, as I tell the guys every time that we play West Central, Coach Milder, I mean, he's forgotten more about football than I know. I mean, he's been doing it. He's been doing it forever. I've got a ton of respect for him, and his teams are always well coached. They're prepared. They're ready to go. So you've got to be sound in what you're doing offensively, defensively. You've got to be ready to have, you know, counter punches and things like that, because there's going to be stuff that obviously they're going to be working on to try to take away defensively. And then offensively, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what they do. They're returning some upperclassmen, but they had a really strong senior-led team last year, and so most of those seniors, they had about nine, ten seniors that ate up most of the playing time. Now, I know some of those other guys were getting a lot of, were probably getting a lot of JV reps.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be interesting to see what they come up with and what those guys do well or do the best. So we have a few things that we're preparing for and looking to be ready for, but you got to be ready for the curveball too, because you just never know when you're going to be kind of resetting and having a completely different personnel group.
Well, Coach, best of luck, best of health this season with your Dunkerton Raiders. As always, a pleasure to have you on the show and be talking Raiders football. And we'll be sure to catch up with you at some point during the regular season. And like I said, best of luck to you guys.
I appreciate it.